India recently launched a 1 lakh rupees crore RDI, Research, Development and Innovation, scheme, and it could be the push startups have been waiting for. What's the deal? The government is offering 50-year interest-free loans to support R&D in sectors like agri-tech, green energy, space, semiconductors, pharma, and more. It's not a grant. It's long-term capital, meant to fund risky, game-changing innovation that the private sector often avoids. Why this matters? For years, India has lagged in R&D investment. Startups with moonshot ideas struggled to raise patient capital. This scheme changes the equation. It puts the private sector in the driver's seat, backed by government trust. Let's say you're building a drone that monitors crop health, funded. A lithium battery that lasts 10x longer, possible. India's own GPU or biotech for rare diseases, now within reach. What's exciting is the mindset shift. This isn't about quick fixes or jugar. It's about deep tech and long-term innovation. It's about thinking beyond MVPs and chasing real breakthroughs. By focusing on public-private partnerships, global competitiveness, and long-term returns, the RDI scheme is more than just funding. And the ripple effect, investors might finally feel safer betting on R&D-heavy startups. Founders can build core IP instead of relying on imported tech. India moves from being a market to being a maker. So if you've been sitting on a bold idea because nobody funds it, man, this might be your sign. The money's on the table, what you do with it is the real story. Final thought. For Indian innovators, this is the moment to think audaciously. Can we build a Tesla for tropical farming? A Bharat-made vaccine for rare diseases? Or the next AI model trained on Indic data? The future of Indian innovation might just manifest into the present with this bold and crucial step. Written by Yashi Bhatia.